This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
More great news for Joe Biden. I say great news, it's in the spirit of leftism where great means bad.
Yeah.
Bidenflation, the Biden economy. New data show that a growing number of U.S. firms are collapsing under the weight of higher interest rates as corporate bankruptcies reach their highest first half levels since 2010. You ready for the numbers? In the first 6 months of 2023, there are 340 corporate bankruptcies, topping every other comparable span in 13 years. This is according to the Standard & Poor's Global Market Intelligence. Now, you may not be paying attention to these kind of numbers, so you're like, Kevin, 340, is that a big number, a little number, black man? Tell me, man. Come on, man. Don't hold out. Okay, I know. Calm down, white people. That's a 93% jump from the same period a year ago. And higher than in 2020 when there was a spike during the early days of the coronavirus pandemic. Now, I want you to understand, in 2020, they killed the economy because Trump had built it. It was intentional. This, there's a cover-up. They don't want you to know. They're doing everything they can. We gave out PPP loans and SPP and NAACP loans and all kinds of loans. People got loans for wanting loans, for saying loan. They were giving out money like it was Chiclets in Mexico. And now, with all that money given out, you know what people are doing? They're filing bankruptcy. A 93% spike from last year, and higher than in 2020 when there was a scamdemic. There were 54 recorded corporate bankruptcy filings in June, unchanged from the 54 bankruptcies in May. Last month, some of the most notable companies to submit filings were Lordstown Motors and Rockport Company, Instant Brands Acquisition Holdings, and iMedia Brands. I don't even know who these companies are, but you know, apparently it's big enough to hit the wire. Lordstown Motors Corp. filed for bankruptcy June 27th with plans to restructure its business and seek a buyer, according to a company release. The electric vehicle manufacturer's assets include its endurance pickup truck and related resources. I think I've seen their truck. Instant Brands Acquisition Holdings also sought bankruptcy protection June 10th. Tightening of credit terms and higher interest rates had impacted the company's liquidity levels. The company has also already secured $132 million from existing lenders and plans to continue. They didn't say what they are, but Instant Brands Acquisition Holdings. Year-to-date through June, 15 companies with more than $1 billion in liabilities filed for bankruptcy, such as Sixtera Technologies, Diebold Holding, Bed Bath & Beyond, Diamond Sports Group, and Party City. Party City? What? You telling me you can't even have a Party City making money up in here? Yeah. Even people, what are you partying about? What could you possibly be throwing parties at? The number of people throwing parties is probably dropped geometrically at the very least, because there's nothing to party about. What could you be partying about? I don't know. I'm asking. I don't have an answer. My producer was like, what? Yeah, okay, what are y'all partying? Behind my back. I'm not invited. Don't worry. I don't care. Okay, here's one. Epic Bankruptcies, a U.S. bankruptcy filing data provider, confirmed 2,973 total commercial Chapter 11 bankruptcies were filed in the first half of 2023, up 68% from the same period in 2022. Wow. High interest rates impacting businesses is what the article reads. It says banking experts purport the highest interest rates are leading, the higher interest rates are leading to the cause of the increase in corporate bankruptcies. Many businesses either can't maintain vast debt loans that will require refinancing or more liquidity to stay afloat. So remember, I'm going to tell you what it was during the time of Trump, for those of you who may not remember. One of my friends, we invested in a company together. He said to me, Kevin, let's put more money in because right now money is free. The interest rates were so low, his thing was, if it's a sure bet, let's get this free money and put it into something, even if it only generates 3%, it's 3% more than you took out. Money was free. It was practically free under Trump. Now, we weren't talking about making 3%. We were talking about making significantly more, and we did. But the point was, he was like, why wouldn't I go get it? I got the credit. I got the ability to do it, blah, blah, blah. I'm going for it. That same guy, no lie, same friend, sold his penthouse view condo, or whatever you call it, penthouse. He sold it. This thing had a spectacular view. I'm not going to say where he is because people might know him. I mean, my friends might know. But he sold his place, downsized. I mean, he told me, he says, man, let me tell you something. I don't trust Biden's economy as far as I could throw that clown. He goes, I'm liquidating. The same guy who 4 years ago told me, hey, let's go get this free money, is now saying, it ain't free anymore, is it? Just tell you how quickly things can change. They said the interest rate differentials or spreads between the 10-year U.S. Treasury note and investment-grade high-yield corporate bonds continues to hover within their... that's all. The gobbledygook. I don't care about that. They go on to say this. Economists contend that the worst corporate bankruptcies typically occur 1 to 2 years into a recession. Today, they are happening before the official start of an economic downturn as the U.S. economy is still expanding. Do you feel like our economy is expanding? Our economy is in a strange place, different than in any time in history, but not because of the stuff that the Biden administration tells you. It's because of the availability of money, the printing of all this money. Backed by nothing. The fact that there's a lot of dark money, it's been hidden, it's sitting on contracts. I know this because I worked in the government, as a contractor. So now we've got a situation where they know Joe Biden doesn't know how to build an economy. So all the real indicators are they willing to loan you money? Go try to get some money from the bank right now. See how difficult it is. Not easy at all. It was practically free during the era of Trump. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, I think culture is, it is a reflection of our moment and our time, right? And present culture is the way we express how we're feeling about the moment. And we should always find times to express how we feel about the moment that is a reflection of joy, because, you know, it comes in the morning. We have to find ways to also express the way we feel about the moment in terms of just having language and a connection to how people are experiencing life. And I think about it in that way, too.
What in the wide, wide world of sports was that? Another word salad from Kamala Harris, the fake VP. And nobody can figure it out. Well, you think you can figure it out? Culture is a reflection of our moment and our time, right? That's what she said. Culture is a reflection of our moment and our time. Kamala Harris is a lunatic. That's all there is. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. You ever met somebody who worked really hard to be accepted. I mean, they just don't trust themselves. Actually, I was having a conversation with a very good friend of mine. He was at Melissa and I at my wedding, and we were roommates together years ago. And he's out of work right now, and he said, "Yeah, I did an interview the other day, Kev." He goes, "And I didn't get it." And he called me because he goes, "Normally I'm his pep talk." And I said, "Well, you know, what do you think?" And he goes, "I got to tell you, I'm beginning to question myself. I'm beginning to wonder, you know, can I do it?" I said, "You're a gifted writer. You're an amazing sales guy. You're very good at what you do. What are you questioning? If that is the culture of you, what are you questioning?" I get it. You know, "I'm 58. It's not as easy to get a job." I said, "Let me tell you something. There is a way to get a job." I said, "You're going to interview," and you guys have heard me say this on the radio, but I usually talk about it with my kids. But I said, "When you go on the interview, don't worry about your age. His resume is spectacular. And you hand your resume over, you've gotten the interview, and let them talk." I said, "Don't oversell it." And when they say, "Do you have any questions?" you say, "Well, I do have a couple things I'm curious about in terms of the job itself, but I would like to make a comment." And just say this. Say, "I'm very confident that I'm the right person for the job. And here's the deal I'm willing to make you. If you give me 60 days and what it is that you want to accomplish in this role, what do you think is achievable in 60 days, 90 days, let's say 6 months? If I'm able to hit that mark for you, can I just keep the job? If I can't, before the statute of limitations, in other words, before you have to get rid of me and pay me all kinds of other stuff, I'll quit. Or, you know, I'll voluntarily quit. You won't have to pay me, you know, whatever. And I'm willing to put that in writing because I know I can do this job." And I said, "Now that'll get rid of all those other things. And now what you've done is you put yourself on the line." And I asked him, "Do you think you can do what I said? Do you think you could achieve? If you're interviewing for a job, a sales job, you know, that has some sort of marketing element to it, which is right up his alley." I said, "I've watched you work and do this. We've done it together on a couple of projects. Do you still believe in yourself?" He goes, "Yes." I said, "Then put it out there." He goes, "You know what, man? I love talking to you." He goes, "This is the best pep talk post not getting a job I've ever had." And he went on and on and on. I said, "Man, I don't need to hear the accolades. Just go knock it dead. And here's the thing. If you don't get the next one, it's okay, man. It's all God's plan." But here's what I'm trying to tell him. He's questioning himself. Do you know who you are? You go through tough times. I will confide in you guys. Right now is the toughest financial period of my company's life. We are at the brink of feast or famine. And I believe in God's wisdom, we will feast. And the reason is we're excellent at what we do. We're teed up in all kinds of areas. I have benefactors wanting to set things up for us. The only thing we have to do is coordinate and get it done. And I've got a great team of people, second to none. Why am I going to question myself? Does it mean that you don't worry? I mean, look, I would love to tell you I'm not, you know, human and I can not have to worry about finances and all that. I don't as much as the average person because as God is my witness, the Lord has always made a way. Always. It may have required me humbling myself when I went to one of my best buddies, like a brother to me, Dale, and said, "Hey, man, you got some money I can borrow?" And he said, "Absolutely." But you know what? Everything leading me to the point where I could ask Dale for that money was God giving me the credibility where when I asked my friend for a significant amount of money, he gave it to me. Years before that, Willie, who, again, like a brother to me. When I tell you like a brother, I'm telling you pallbearer. You know, this is a dude that was a brother from another mother. I trained him in martial arts. When I was in a hostile takeover attempt at one of my companies, this guy brought a suitcase full of money to me. His girlfriend did. She became his wife. Put that money on my desk and said, "You need anything else?" I said, "You got any paperwork to sign?" She says, "Your brother trusts you." There's no paperwork to sign. That's the way we work. And you know why he did it? Because I know who I am. There is a culture of me. You have a culture of you. We have a culture of us. We have an American culture that is steeped in a lot of the principles that I'm talking about in these anecdotes. And you know it because you've lived it. And in some cases, you lived it and you learned the hard way. Maybe you couldn't pay somebody back, didn't pay somebody back, wronged somebody in some way. But you learned from it and you became a better human being. And you can define your culture. And it's not that gobbledygook that Kamala Harris said, a reflection of our moment and our time. Unbelievable. Then she goes on, present culture is how we express how we feel about the moment. We should always find times to express about the moment that is a reflection of joy. It comes in the morning. Wow, man, how profound could this woman be if she just really understood what it was about to be part of something bigger than she? A nation's culture resides in the hearts and the souls of its people. I didn't say that. Mahatma Gandhi said that. And to paraphrase Voltaire, culture is a widening of the mind and of the spirit, meaning that when you have a culture, it's bigger than you. I said Voltaire, I meant Descartes, who said the mind once expanded never regains its original shape. Culture is growth, but it's growing with good, solid, conservative principles. That's what culture is about. It's not this nonsense of what Kamala Harris is saying. A very well-known thinker said this, a mind cannot be independent of culture. If you don't know what your culture is, you're lost. Going to take a short break, folks, and we're going to pivot back on Trump, talk about some polling and his appeal.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden expressed gratitude to the Turkish president for enabling Sweden's NATO ascension during their bilateral meeting at the two-day NATO summit in Lithuania.
Thank you for your diplomacy and your courage to take that on. And satisfaction from the leadership.
Turkey recently lifted its block on Sweden's entry into the military alliance just before the start of the summit, bolstering NATO amidst Russia's ongoing conflict with Ukraine. The Northeast is dealing with catastrophic flooding. Vermont seems to be getting the worst of it as washed-out roads and swift-moving water has left people stranded in their homes and cars. Nearly 4 million people across parts of New York, New Hampshire, and Maine are also dealing with massive rainfall. Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes' 11-year prison sentence is being shortened by 2 years. The Silicon Valley entrepreneur was convicted of fraud and conspiracy for swindling investors. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is a very interesting article written by a lady named Selena Zito. And she's a CNN political analyst, a staff reporter, and columnist for the Washington Examiner, which is interesting because CNN is lefty and Washington Examiner tends to be more right-leaning, or truth-telling, I should say. Anyway, here's what she wrote. Alex Anastasio voted for Donald Trump for president twice. Attended Trump rallies, organized events for him, and placed signs in front of her home. And she was deeply hopeful in the early days following the 2020 election that once all the votes were counted, he would serve a second term. So hopeful, indeed, that she was initially involved in a voter recount effort in support of that. Weeks later, when it was clear he lost, Anastasio, a grassroots Republican dynamo who was a delegate for Trump, said she was disappointed but went about the business of life. 3 years later, she says she has no doubt his indictment is politically motivated, but that does not mean she's supporting him in 2024. Now, before we even get into this, I just want to ask you, do you really think that's the pervasive thought? Or do you think that it's opposite of that, which I do, which is what's happening, that people who realize it's a political witch hunt for Trump are finally saying enough is enough, and they're really getting more behind him? I'm actually more behind Trump than I was when he ran in 2020. I was lukewarm on Trump. As he performed, I went, wow, I screwed up. I should have been hot for the dude, right? Not in that gay way, but just hot for him. So I would tell you this. I'm not hot for him, but in terms of where he was when he was a candidate in 2020 and where he is as a candidate in 2024, I'm much more supportive of Trump because I know what he's been through. And I know what he's capable of doing now that he knows what's going on. Nobody else is going to be willing to do what Trump will be willing to do to the swamp. And a friend of mine said, don't call it a swamp. He said, a swamp is a good part of an ecosystem. He says, what do you say? Call it something else because it's where rats are or something. I forget, but he said it was where rats hang out because that's more fitting because the Democrats and leftists are rats. Swamps have lots of creatures that are necessary. Anyway, you can make that distinction for yourself or not. Here's what Anastasio said, supposedly said. We need someone with Trump's policies and without all the drama. She says, adding that the drama cost Pennsylvania a lot in the midterms. He should have stayed out of the U.S. Senate race and governor's race. Both of these candidates cost the State House and Senate seats in congressional races. I don't believe it. I think she needs an education in voter fraud. She said, people may not understand this, but I lived and breathed Trump, so it isn't something that comes lightly. I took a lot of heat for supporting him in 2016 when no one thought he would win, and I'm prepared for the heat for not supporting him now. But it's time to look forward, not relive the past. Now, see, this makes me understand that she is from CNN, the writer, is from CNN, and I'm shocked that the Washington Times would publish this drivel. Now, that being said, I do believe there's a small faction of people who do believe that way. Whose faction is bigger? The number of people who absolutely don't want Joe Biden, can't stand the Democratic Party, or the faction that says, you know what, I'd like to see somebody besides Trump. You tell me. I don't have an answer. I have my beliefs. I believe that the number of people who support Trump and came to him because of what he's been going through far outweighs the rhino crowd, the anti-Trump crowd, all the others. I think it far outweighs it. And I relish it, the idea that people go, oh, Trump has no chance of winning. And, you know, poll after poll shows it. Now, I'm telling you, poll after poll shows it when you know poll after poll is a lie. They lie. In other words, if Trump is winning by 15 points, you know he's probably winning by double that. Anastasio added, no one owns me. This is the beauty of being in the grassroots. 1 week after Trump's indictment stemming from his alleged mishandling of classified documents, a new poll conducted by CNN shows that while 71% of voters say politics played a role in the change in that charging decision, that doesn't mean 71% of them back him, let alone 71% of Republican primary voters. In truth, Republican voters are all over the place. Overall, 47% of them say Trump is their first choice for the party's nomination for president, which is 4% lower than last month's CNN poll. Trump's favorability among Republican voters has also dropped from 77% in May to 66% now. Now, remember what I told you guys. I said what they're going to do with Trump is they're going to let him beat his chest on how great he's doing and how what his poll numbers are. He's 47% points farther than DeSantis. Then it'll be he's 39 points larger than DeSantis. Then it'll be he's 32 points ahead of DeSantis. Then it'll be he's 27 points ahead. And they're going to whittle it down. And they're going to act like Donald Trump and all this stuff that's going on is just slowly grinding away and grinding away. Because let me tell you what the establishment wants. It wants DeSantis versus Newsom. If you like either of those candidates, you'll be fine. It's a toss-up then as to who gets it. I'm going to make you a bet. If it's between Newsom and DeSantis, Newsom will win. It's just my thoughts. You got to have somebody willing to fight. And those two have been going at each other on the state level. And as a conservative, we could argue and go, we're winning because more people want to move to Florida than move to California. Was that winning? If more people leave California, but still feel the same, still are doing the same crap, are you winning? I don't know. I mean, California seems to be paying its bills. I mean, there's some bragging, right? Don't misunderstand me. We are dyed in the wool. I know Florida is a better alternative than California. But I'm asking you, do you think everybody sees it that way? Do you think the people that don't think like us see it that way? I don't know that they do. To the Trump hit piece, they go on to talk about these two things that emerge when they talk to former Republicans or who supported Trump. They said, first of all, Bear asked Trump how he would win back independent female suburban voters who were turned off by Trump's election lies and his criminal cases. And first of all, Trump says, I won in 2020 by a lot, okay? Let's get that straight. I won in 2020. Then peeled off a list of arguments to insist he won. Bear was having none of it. You lost the 2020 election, he said, adding there were several recounts in all the swing states. None of them produced evidence, blah, blah, blah. We all know this, so I'm not going to litigate it. Says, voters who said they do deeply empathize with Trump over the unfairness of how they think he was treated by numerous institutions within the government of press and the press, but they should not be why they should vote for him. They watch each interview and each rally and see a montage of airing of grievances akin to Festivus celebrations on the TV Seinfeld, which is not the same man who once keenly understood that people were looking for an aspirational path for everyone to be part of. That aspirational sense is what made it so brilliant for Trump to swipe Ronald Reagan's Make America Great Again slogan. In today's polling, Trump is still comfortably ahead of other primary contenders, but polling is a snapshot of today. See, that's what they're setting you up for. This is a hit piece. She says, one can see the nuance that many reporters and strategists are missing. Namely, you can still have loved Trump for what he did as president, still think his policies were good for the country, still appreciate his willingness to go to the mat for the country and think he's a victim of the political witch hunt, yet still not want to vote for him in 2024. I'm sure that beast does exist. I'm not naive. But it's in very small numbers. And let me ask you, who's going to be your new champion? Who's going to be your new gladiator? Is it going to be DeSantis? Pick your poison. Because let me tell you something. The things that you'll learn about these candidates, once the glitz and all that's gone, and in other words, if they get rid of Trump, what you're going to learn about DeSantis is going to make your hair stand up if you got any. They're just waiting. They want to see, are you willing to do it? Are you willing to get rid of your gladiator? Are you willing to replace Michael Jordan on your Bulls basketball team? And you know what? As Republicans, I'll tell you, don't think that we're not that stupid. We will do it. Oh, yeah, hold my beer. We will fall for the Democrats' nonsense. You got to remember, it's a uniparty. Trump is his own party, if you will. He represents the Republican Party. There is no Republican Party as it pertains to Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy. It's a uniparty. Game playing at the highest level. So don't look for saviors there. So these people that are trying to convince you that Trump can't, he's beatable and all, disregard. Keep thwarting him. Keep doing what you're doing because that vexes him beyond belief. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And I'm watching the news now. They're declaring the end of the Trump era. Now, okay, I can see how in New York you might believe this is the end of his era. A lot of you don't understand why Trump was so popular, but I get it because I hear it every day. He's very loved. That first debate, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen a white male billionaire screaming at the top of his lungs, "This whole system is rigged," he said. And across the stage was a white woman, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, sitting over there looking at him like, "No, it's not." I said, "Now, wait a minute, bro. It's what he said." And the moderator said, "Well, Mr. Trump, if in fact the system is rigged, as he suggests, what would be your said, I know the system is rigged because I use it. I said, God. No one ever heard someone say something that true. And then Hillary Clinton tried to punch him in the taxes. She said, this man doesn't pay his taxes. He shot right back. That makes me smart. And then he said, if you want me to pay my taxes, then change the tax code. But I know you won't, because your friends and your donors enjoy the same tax breaks that I do. And with that, my friends, the star was born.
Donald Trump, the whistleblower. That's what he was. That's what he is. And that's why the left hate him. He is a whistleblower. He's pulling back the curtain, opening up the curtain for you to see everything that goes on, and they can't stand it. And Chappelle recognized it. That's why I tell people all the time, Chappelle's brand of humor is really clever. I'm glad when people compare mine to his, even though I don't know that I hold a candle to him, really. I call my humor Chappelle-esque, but I got to tell you, Dave's really good at it. And it's not just, the content's pretty easy. That's easy for me. It's his delivery. Anyway, you can see my delivery. You want to go to the topcomedyshow.com, find out where we're playing next. If you happen to live in Arizona, we are doing two dates in Arizona, November the 8th and the 9th. Let me tell you where I'd love to get. I'd love to get to St. Louis, and I'd love to get to Dallas. Those are two locations I think we could sell out. I got enough Patriot friends and groups that we'd easily sell out. So those would be ones, if you want to get us there, you got some friends and all that, and we can put together enough shekels, find us a cheap enough location. The reason why we were able to do it here, we found a really nice venue for $2,200 on the first night. And believe it or not, our second venue is $1,000 on November the 9th. Well, it's easy to put together a profitable event if I'm not spending $10,000 for the venue and VIP. So seriously, if you're interested, contact us, 844-551-8255, or send me a note any way you want. And, let's get it set up. As I said, I don't want to give numbers out, but it's about a minimum. We need to raise about a minimum of $15,000 when you look at all the coordination and stuff, and depending on the venue. But that's about break even. So we're talking about 200 to 500 people typically on a night. And you say, oh, it's a lot of people. No, it isn't. If we do radio and advertise and all that, we can get the word out. But think about what Dave Chappelle just did here. In this clip, he says people are talking about it's the end of the Trump era. And he goes, really? He goes, I don't think so. That's not what I'm hearing. I get asked this all the time. Why was Trump so popular? He said, I hear it every day. And then he gives you his observation. A white male billionaire declares openly and publicly, like a whistleblower, the system is rigged. And when he's challenged on it, he doesn't run from it. He says, you know how I know? Because I participate in it. I use it. If the system is rigged, then how do you know? I use it. So then they deflect it. Well, then he's giving exact stuff that Hillary Clinton did. He doesn't pay his taxes. The same thing. Oh, he cheats on his taxes. He cheats on his wife. He cheats on this. He cheats on that. By the way, all the things that they're doing. My second book, Sexy Brilliance, chronicles the hypocrisies of the left. How these people lie through their teeth. Every time you turn around, oh, well, we do this and we do that and we're about this and we're about that. They're not about any of it. Blatant lies. In my book, I talk about John Kerry hiding his yacht, Barbara Streisand putting a home in her husband's name to avoid taxes. I talk about the entertainer's Cher, who was upset when her daughter decided to become a man. I mean, I'm not just talking about, a little bit upset. Completely off the chart, yet getting 3 GLAAD awards. I could go down the list. Hypocrisy after hypocrisy. And so, when, Dave Chappelle, he's the type of guy, he's very observant. He's watching this and going, This is, what do you mean? He's telling you, if you give me the rules, I'm going to play with your rules. I'm not cheating. If I minimize my tax debt, that's not me cheating. But here's where he really gets profound. He says, you know how, he says of Trump. Trump says, you're not going to change it. You never will. You want to know why? You're beholden. All those people that donate to you, all those people that are pulling your strings, telling you to run, funding you, making it happen, giving you that power. They actually have more power than you. Think about this. There are people, a lot of people, more powerful than the President of the United States. No matter how you get there, you're supposed to, you know, act as if. Once you get there, you say, thank you guys for getting me here, but your services will no longer be needed. Doesn't mean you ignore them. I mean, if I got to be president, not that I wanted it, because if I wanted it, I would have had it. But if I was were president, I would love to see my family, love to see my friends, old people I work for, people that used to boss me around, whatever. But when I become president, make no bones about it. Your participation in it, I appreciate. But I got it from here. There's a reason why you'd want me to have it. So Donald Trump has it. He's got it from here. But you know what's funny? I was reading an article, Kurt Schlichter's acquaintance, and Kurt says, with Trump, the Democrats will come out en masse to vote against him. Absolute and utter nonsense. He says it like it's this is a fact. You want to know how many Democrats I know that went, I'm done with that party. And they don't care. If Trump runs, they'll vote for him. But here's what I can guarantee you. They aren't going to vote Democrat again. And the same with many independents. And I talked earlier about people, there's a lot of people out there that have Trump fatigue. That's what people want you to believe. Same thing they told you in 2016. Donald Trump was elected by the lowest margin ever. Donald Trump could never have been elected by the lowest margin ever in 2016. Or Hillary Clinton would be president. Donald Trump drove at least 25% more votes than they even thought possible for him. And that's what broke their algorithm. Then in 2020, he defeated that. He beat that by 16 million more votes. And that really threw their monkey wrench into the numbers. Don't let these people play games with you. They're not fooling me. While we're on the subject of Trump, let's recap. You want to know what Trump's biggest mistake was? Well, certainly up there. He picked Pence. Pence is no fighter. And look at the outcome of it. So, hopefully, and by the way, people are talking about, he's going to pick Robert Kennedy Jr. That would be the kiss of death. He's not going to pick Robert Kennedy Jr. Number one, Robert Kennedy Jr. isn't a good enough campaigner to run with Trump. He's got that problem with his voice now. He can't speak out. Yeah. He sounds like Katharine Hepburn on Golden Pond. Like he's about to... Yeah, you can't get elected like that. People don't want to see a malady. I don't care how legitimate it is. Oh, Kevin, he hurt his throat. It doesn't matter. That's why... who was it? Bob Dole. Bob Dole didn't get elected because Bob Dole had little hands. You know, he couldn't move certain parts of his body. John McCain didn't get elected because, I mean, he's a bad candidate, but he also had alligator arms. Couldn't move right. You have to be the picture of health. I hate to say it, but we're that type of society. FDR couldn't get elected anymore, no matter how good he is. Anyway, I just thought it was interesting that Dave Chappelle recognized what most people don't.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.